Now we're going to take another look at another slice of the economy, and we're going to Wilmington, Ohio for that.
They're taking away everything from me, my family, my friends, this whole town.
That's a woman on CNN explaining her feelings after DHL, the German company, announced that it would cut almost 10,000 jobs in the United States. Wilmington, just out Cincinnati, could lose nearly 7,000 of those jobs, more than half of the small town's population. Joining us for more is Joe Ingles, who's been covering the story for months for Ohio Public Radio. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Now, DHL, the folks there were certainly expecting some cuts, but not an ultimate shutdown.
Yes, they were expecting some cuts, but they thought they were at least going to have the sorting facility or some skeleton of it so that some folks would still be there in a, you know, in a very light crew to kind of process things as they came through. They never expected DHL to shut down its entire operation.
And explain how that works, because it's not just DHL employees themselves, but there are also related companies where many jobs will be lost.
Yes, DHL is part of a large air park that was built basically for DHL years ago, and there's also A-Star, and there's also ABX. These companies provide the support services for DHL. They provide the people to work on the planes. They provide pilots for planes, those sorts of things. So if there aren't planes going in and out of there, then they're not going to need the pilots, and they're not going to need the mechanics. And so it's a cyclical thing.
And it's like a virus. It very quickly spreads to everything from movie theaters to grocery stores, right?
You know, that's the real problem here. One out of every three adults in Clinton County depends on DHL for employment. And when you don't have people working, then you don't have people spending. And I'll tell you how bad this is. Just yesterday, Whirlpool in another part of the state cut 945 workers. Now, that's on top of the 5,000 that they've already cut earlier this year. And the reason they're cutting workers is they're not selling their appliances. The reason they can't sell their appliances is people are worried about their jobs. We see the same thing in the auto industry here in Ohio. 19,000 jobs have been lost this year, and a lot of those have been in the auto industry as they've shut down plants, they've laid off people. And the auto industry is not recovering here in Ohio. People are not buying cars. We're seeing dealerships that have been around forever. They're going under because people just don't have the money to buy the cars. So, and another indication of a problem is we have an unemployment compensation trust fund. It's set to run out of money next month because so many people here are unemployed. Our governor, Governor Strickland, has been lobbying Congress to get more money for the fund, and he wants to extend the existing benefits. But right now, that fund is going to be completely dry next month.
So the Wilmington mayor, who called the DHL closing a catastrophe for the entire region, I am certain that that could easily have been the governor who said that. What's the plan? What are they talking about to help these people, particularly in Wilmington?
Well, they have a few things. Because they had been expecting some layoffs, they had already had a group of people together, state, local people together, to try to facilitate, you know, additional job training, some sort of, you know, make sure that if there are other jobs out there that people know about them and are able to connect to them. They've got, you know, additional opportunities for people to be able to retrain in areas where they may be weak, say they need computer skills or something like that.
But where would they get jobs, Joe?
That's the problem. That is the problem right there, because there are so many people in Ohio who are without work, and the number just keeps climbing and climbing. There really aren't places to send them.
What are the obstacles, Joe, to people becoming commuters into the Cincinnati area? What are the distances and what are the sort of costs associated with commuting from Clinton County?
Well, now, I grew up around Clinton County, so I'm very familiar with that area, and it's still an hour's drive to from Wilmington to Cincinnati, especially when you have traffic. It's an hour's drive to get down there, and it's not an easy drive because, gas is expensive, even though the price has come down. When you're talking about commuting, it is expensive, and you got to remember, Cincinnati is not flush with jobs either.
And in talking to people, how are they planning on coping, or do they even know, given that so many didn't expect this to happen?
I was talking to my family, and they happened to be out and about on the day that DHL yesterday when it was announced, and they said that they went into one of the businesses and in a county that's contiguous to Clinton County. This isn't even Clinton County. You got to remember that all the counties around there also have people employed at DHL. And, people were just, some of the employees were just crying because they have spouses, they have children, they have people, you know, mm-hmm. that are affecting their family, you know, who are being affected by DHL's loss. So
people just don't know
what they're going to do.
Joe Ingles, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Okay.
Joe Ingles is a reporter for Ohio Public Radio.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.